Well, are you looking for a financial advisor, but not really sure what to ask them when you're in the first meeting? Well, today we're going to go through some of the important questions that you should be asking any advisor that you interview and why they're important. We'll tell you that coming up.
It's time to heed the call for financial freedom. This is the Audible Advisor Podcast with Spiros Vassalakos of Athenian Private Client Group.
Welcome into the Audible Advisor Podcast. I am Ben George with Spiros Vassalakos, the Athenian Private Client Group. Spiros, we got a good show coming up. I know that people are coming to you all the time, at least just to meet with you, learn more about you. And you welcome that as an advisor, right? But it's important to ask the right questions.
Absolutely. I encourage that. And sometimes I have to ask them the questions to get it out of them so that they understand, you know, they know who I am and what my background is. And, but, you know, yes, absolutely. You need to ask the right questions.
Well, I think that's an important point that you make. We want to help people go in and be able to ask those questions so that the advisor doesn't have to lead the conversation, right? You know what to ask. You know what you're looking for. And these will help you determine whether the relationship is going to be a fit for you and what your goals are for you and your family as well. So as we go through this today, if you have questions that come up, if anything we touch on, you want to follow up with Spiros on, we encourage you to call 727-754-8418. Or you can log on, theaudibleadvisor.com. You'll find all of our episodes there. Plus, you can get in contact with Spiros right there through the website as well. So I'm going to ask the questions to you, Spiros, and you're going to explain. You can answer them for yourself for how you guys approach this at Athenian Private Client Group, but also why these are important for people to be asking. So start off with, how do you get paid? The question probably everybody wants to know is, how much is this going to cost me, and how do you get paid?
Full transparency. I tell people, if you're going to ask that question, you want to make sure that they're going to tell you soup to nuts what they're going to charge you. You know, I'm a fee-based advisor, so we charge, you know, a certain amount based on the percentage, you know, the value of the portfolio. So whatever that value of the portfolio is, whatever the fee that we charge you, it's 1.25%. That's where we start at. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're getting value, right? It's not just managing the portfolio. You want to say, okay, what other services are you providing for us? You know, financial planning is included, you know, portfolio analysis is included, you know, tax optimization, estate planning. You know, we get you in front of the right people. We make sure that we're all working together with our partners to make sure that we get a full, you know, spread of, you know, your entire financial journey.
All right. Next question then. What does your typical client look like? Why is this one so important, Spiros? Because I think a lot of people just assume that if you work with a financial advisor, you know, every financial advisor has a very similar client base. But why is it so important to find out who they work with?
Yeah, it's important because, you know, if you're a physician, you want to work with a financial advisor that specifically knows what physicians go through every day. You know, what their you know, objectives are every day. So you want somebody that's going to be able to deal with that. Plus, you know, you're at a high tax bracket. A lot of doctors are at a high tax bracket. So you want an advisor that's going to be able to, you know, put together a plan that's going to, meet your investment objective and your tax objectives, right? We work with, again, physicians. We work with, retirees. We also work with, executives. In our last episode, I did mention, you know, we work with a lot of, divorcees and widowers. I mean, we're seeing here in the state of state of Florida, obviously it's the melting pot of retirees. So, you know, obviously they need a lot of help. So at the end of the day, it's important that people work with somebody. Now, a lot of people ask me a question, you know, do you have a designation? Do you have a CFP? Are you a CFA? You know, I'm not, but I've been in the business for 23 years. And I tell people, look, sometimes being the best doesn't mean that you are the best, right? Having those designations are great, fantastic. But I know, you know, advisors that have designations, but, you know, they're not the best. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about comfort level and just making sure that you're getting the answers that, you know, that you want to hear.
All right, these are the questions that you should be asking a financial advisor when you first meet with them to find out if they're a good fit. And, you know, along with your typical client, what is your investment philosophy? So this one's important too, right?
Listen, our investment philosophy is to make sure that we're doing the right thing for our clients, right? You know, we are fiduciaries at the end of the day. We got to make sure whatever the objectives are for our clients that we focus on that and that we just don't, you know, have it as a standstill. We continuously and constantly tweak, you know, what's going on based on your situation. So, you know, at the end of the day, our philosophy is when you come with us, and you meet us, first thing we'd love to do is we're very high on behavioral finance. We call it the human element. We give you a 5-minute survey, basically gives us an idea of how you feel about money, and also how do you react towards certain things that happen, whether it's the market or the economy. And that's how we're able to help structure, your portfolio and make sure that, you know, we're following whatever, you know, risk tolerances you may have, we have to include that, which is part of the risk assessment for us.
Yeah, I know we've talked about the Human Element program a little bit on this show in the past. You can go back to the past episodes to listen through that. But also, if you want to follow up and go through that process and get a better sense of kind of where you stand in your view of money and your behavioral approach to finance as well, just give Spiros a call, 727-754-8418. All right. So this question, I'm asking you it, but I don't know exactly why it's important, right? Because I feel like everybody kind of has similar strengths. That's what I think a lot of people kind of view financial advisors, just kind of having very similar skill sets. But what is your particular strength or specialty? Why would I ask an advisor that?
It's important because you want to make sure that the advisor is just not specifically just a money manager or a wealth manager. You want to make sure that they're well-rounded in both the wealth management, but also the financial planning part of it. And the financial planning part of it, you know, it's not just your investments. You know, you're dealing again with taxes. You're dealing with estate planning. We work with a lot of families that, you know, we do generational planning. You know, as they get older, they want to make sure whatever they're going to leave as an inheritance or a legacy, they want to make sure that their kids are involved. So we do, you know, invite them into the conversation. So, you know, it's very important that, you know, you're not just working with an advisor that's just going to put a product in front of you and then just say, okay, this is what we're recommending without really knowing the full gamut, of your financial situation and your lifestyle. You know, we see this in Florida a lot. You know, unfortunately, we see a lot of advisors that, you know, specifically, love to do annuities. And the reason why they do it, is because it's, you know, the client's older and they feel like that's the right product for them, but it's not always the right product for them. So, you know, just be very careful when you're sitting with an advisor, make sure they're taking a full ledger of your financial situation. And then, basically they'll be able to make a really good recommendation for you.
All right. When you're working with an advisor, communication is key. Right. We established that. That's why Spiros does this podcast, to be in communication with people he works with, but also people in Florida that are looking for someone to work with. But it's important to establish kind of the expectation, isn't it? Because some people might want to talk to you every month, anytime something they feel is going wrong in the market. Others might just want to say, Spiros, I'll meet with you once a year, and that's all I need. So how do you approach it? But also, you need to ask that question, right? What can I expect in terms of communication from you?
Well, you can expect that when you start with me, you're actually going to hear from me only. That's the first thing. The second thing is, you know, we're a small boutique practice. Okay. We have, you know, 100 clients that we work with. And, you know, even though we're small, we do have large firm services, right? So we provide whatever, you know, large firms are providing, we're able to provide. I mean, I just recently brought in a client. The reason why they left one of the larger firms is because, one, they didn't meet the minimums. Their minimums were low to actually talk to a member that was managing their portfolio. But they were also put into a pool of people that, you know, you can only call a 1-800 number. So every time they would call that 1-800 number, it would be someone different. They wouldn't have to explain their whole situation and have to give them all the information. And so it just became, you know, cumbersome for them. So at the end of the day, I tell them, look, you're working with me specifically. You have full access to me and very much flexibility to my calendar. Whenever you want to make an appointment, obviously, you know, in advance, you can get on my calendar and you can call me, or you can schedule an appointment. We could do a Zoom call. We could do a one-on-one live session, whatever's easier for the client. But again, you want to have that flexibility when it comes to service, because as you get older, you're going to have a lot more things, questions that you're going to have, and you want to make sure you'll be able to access and, you know, talk to your advisor.
One other thing that's important with this communication piece is that establishing whether it's going to be primarily over the phone or in person, because we have so many tools now, we can communicate, you know, from across the country if we needed to with an advisor. So it's important to kind of clarify, hey, we'll do most of this in person versus, hey, we can do it kind of wherever you feel most comfortable.
That's great, because before we actually start with a client, the first thing we ask them is, how do you like us to communicate with you? You know, so some say by phone, some say, you know, Zoom, some say live session. Some actually say, I want to be contacted once a month, once a quarter, once a year. So we give them access and flexibility when it comes to that. And believe it or not, when somebody says, hey, we want to talk to you every month, sometimes it just never happens that way. But we want to give them that option to do that.
Yeah, month goes by pretty quickly. with the older you get, right? So you might have that as your expectation, but it changes very quickly. All right. Along those same lines, I want to skip ahead a little bit to what I was going to ask you a little bit later, but it kind of fits in what we're talking about. But You want to make sure, too, that you clarify whether you're going to be working with the person that you're meeting with right then or their team, right? Because there are situations where you might think you're going to work with one specific advisor, but all of a sudden you rarely see them. You end up working with their team instead.
What I tell my clients that are looking to work with us, that they're always going to be working with me. Now, on the other parts, we actually will bring in partners to come in, whether it's an attorney, an estate attorney, whether it's a CPA, when we're doing our analysis work for them. So, but at the end of the day, they're dealing with me, specifically with me. And that's important because, you know, if you're going to start a plan with somebody or you're going to have somebody manage your money, that's great if you have a team of people that, you know, they can, you know, feed off each other. But at the end of the day, you want to deal with the person that's actually making the recommendation for you. So we make a lot of time for our clients. Yes, we have, you know, 100 plus clients, but you know what? At the end of the day, we'll make it, you know, we make it happen for them. And we run on their schedule and make it as convenient as possible.
Again, if you have questions for Spiros, log on the audibleadvisor.com. You'll find all of our shows there, plus contact info as well. Plus, you'll find it in the show notes, in the show description there as well, so you can find it wherever you need it. All right, a couple more here, Spiros. Questions that you should be asking a financial advisor when you're meeting with them. Do you provide educational resources? Now, we clearly see that with you because we're doing this podcast, right, this video. But why is it important to know whether or not an advisor does educational resources and stuff like workshops and podcasts and this sort of thing?
Well, it's important because one, you want to make sure that the advisor is updating themselves with anything new that's coming out, whether, you know, it's regulation, whether it's tax, new tax laws that are coming out or estate planning. Things change all the time. So you want to make sure. Now you'll see an advisor, they'll put on their website, and I have it too, where, you know, there's an educational, section content that you can go in there and you can read about it, but nothing is better than live, right? One of the things that actually my clients love is that whether they're out of state or in state, I love to meet with them at a minimum twice a year. I have clients up north. That's where I started my practice, 22 years ago. So, you know, I still go up there and I still meet clients up there and they love it. And so, you know, when you're, and I'm educating constantly. So, you want to make sure that the advisor is one, up to date with everything, but two, they're educating you, not just on a website, but, you know, where you can ask them certain questions and they'll be able to answer and hopefully educate you through that.
Yeah, good reminder too, if you're watching us on YouTube, please hit subscribe on the video. And if you are listening on a podcast, thank you as well. But check us out on video too. You'll see us in person talking and see Spiros in his office. But also, you know, if we do share some graphics and that sort of thing, you'll be able to see it there as well. We'd appreciate your support there. All right, last thing for you then, Spiros, question you should be asking is, what happens if there's an emergency with my finances and you're not available? I know everybody worries about worst case scenario with money as well, right? So why do you need to be asking about, hey, who am I talking to if something goes completely wrong and all of a sudden you're not around?
Every advisor needs to have a succession plan. So that's part of our succession planning. You know, one thing is that if God forbid anything ever happens to me, my clients have full access, one, to their accounts and two, to an advisor that would be taking up, whatever they need to take up, being, you know, if I'm out or if God forbid something was to happen to me. Every client knows that. And they have access to that. We give them that, you know, when they become a client and they understand, it's scary, right? Cause obviously we don't live forever and things happen in our lives. But at the end of the day, I know when my client's walking out the door that they're secure and that they know that they have somebody they can reach out to.
Awesome. Well, if you want to reach out again, I encourage you to call 727-754-8418. We've kind of given everybody a pretty good sense of kind of what to expect meeting with you, Spiros, but just take it a step further for the people that go in and meet with you for the first time or want to follow up based on this video and have a conversation with you, what does that initial meeting look like?
Yeah, I mean, basically, you make an appointment with us, whether you call us, somebody's making an appointment for you, you get on my calendar, you can see that, through my website. You can, you know, go on, if we email you, we email us, you can actually see it on our signature page. You can go right into my calendar. Once you go in there, we'll schedule a 1-hour discovery meeting with you. We basically want to get to know you. You want to get to know us. We want to understand what you're looking to do, and understand what your investment objectives are. And then once we get through that, we'll take whatever you want to give us during that meeting. We'll do an analysis for you, for our next meeting, and we'll put everything together. We'll show you what you currently have, what you're paying for that. If it meets your investment objective, if there's some sort of tax, advantages that you could be taking, and then we'll make a recommendation for you. And then once you sign with us, You know, we're going to have constant communication, whether it's monthly, obviously quarterly, we're going to get together and we're going to talk. And then, we're going to continuously monitoring, your financial plan and your, portfolio. But most importantly, and this is the first step. And we did bring this up in the podcast, for this episode. We are going to send you a 5-question survey. And that survey is very important because it's going to help us on, you know, basically understanding your behavioral approach on certain things. What do you feel about money and how you feel about certain things when things happen? The reason why we do that is because we want to, one, customize a portfolio around that. But when things do happen, we also want to have them as reminders for you and for us. And again, if the longer term you have, the better it is. If it's shorter term, then, you know, again, we have to be a little bit more diligent with that. But we will work with you regardless, however you want us to work with you.
All right. Very good. Again, you can find contact information in the show description of this episode, or you can log on theaudibleadvisor.com and the phone number as well, 727-754-8418. Spiros, great stuff as always. Kind of appreciate you taking us through this. I know it can be a little bit overwhelming trying to meet it with an advisor for the first time and knowing what that conversation should go like, but this helps us kind of point that out. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for watching to this video. Please hit subscribe wherever you watch, and we'll be back soon. Take care.
The information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. All investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to consult with a tax professional before implementing any investment strategy. Investment advisory services offered through Singe Advisory Group, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.